Let's hit strength. Curious
Okay.
where you, big topic. I think I know the answer to this. Yes or no? Is it worth it?
Yes.
Yes. For everyone, or maybe for who not?
The majority of athletes, I would say yes.
And then when?
Especially
Sorry, I
anyone
didn't mean to cut you off.
over, that's okay. Anyone north of 40 is a solid yes. Anyone north of 50 is a definite yes. I am a believer that muscle mass, I'm on the Atiyah train, although there's some scientists who disagree with this, but Peter Atiyah has a whole thing about projectors of longevity and also lifespan versus health span. And some of his projections would heavily lean on the idea that VO2 and muscle mass are two of the biggest indicators of what your how long you're going to live and also what the quality of life you're going to have will be like. And he's a nerdy science guy, so he digs into all that stuff. And I just let him dig into that and make his conclusions. And then I listen to his pods and listen to his arguments and then just decide intuitively if I think that he is doing his homework correctly. And then I test it for myself. And in my own N of one, I found that when I strength train, things definitely go to better for me. But I also recognize readily that I'm an N of one. And also, I have a very particular set of characteristics. I'll say some of the most common misconceptions around strength training are the one you hear the most is like, oh, I'm going to put on muscle and climb slow. So I would say for 99.98% of all athletes, this is a complete fallacy.
Yes.
And if you don't believe that, go find someone at their local gym who is massive, like absolutely yoked to the nth degree, and ask them what they did to get that big. And the answer will either be steroids or it will be I ate 12 eggs a day, 3 meals a day, 12 eggs, 3 meals a day, plus protein powder, plus another 1500 calories of steak every lunch, plus. And then I lifted weights for 6 hours a day for 9 years. And then I went like this. Like it requires so much effort to get huge.
Yes.
And there's also a very strong, there's quite a good body of science to indicate that there's a cross interference effect between gaining muscle mass and aerobic endurance exercise. And that basically you can go to the gym and lift your brains out. And then you go out on the bike for 3 hours. And it's not that you won't gain strength, but gaining muscle becomes very challenging. Now, there are athletes who break this rule, of course. Like bio individuality rules everything. And there's some guys who just look at a weight and their biceps go and get bigger. But usually those athletes are not endurance cyclists, right?
I've said that in a different way. I said, go to somebody in the gym and tell them you're going to get jacked on lifting 2 days a week. They will laugh you out of the gym. I bet my
That's
chest is going to get big. I'm going to be like, my jersey. I'm like, oh my God, dude,
that's a
please.
great way to
And
say it.
then the other way also is I realize that an athlete might not fully understand like a 2 minute max effort if their arms are not a component to that. And so I said, trust me, when you go do some rows and you do that for 8 weeks and then you go smash that KOM that you can't get, you're doing it at like 210 and someone's got 2 minutes, you're going to be like, oh my God,
Yeah.
I see the bike differently now. Like the arms matter. And just, and I guess my last soapbox is just that to your climbing point, I'm like, don't your arms get tired when you climb if you don't lift? And they're like, well, yeah, but that's all like I sit down. I'm like, what if you could stand longer? What
Right.
if they didn't get tired.